Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Rolene Marks, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon. Good afternoon, listeners.
So, Ro, I knew that you would have a lot to talk about today. I did not steal your thunder. I have not mentioned the word president or coalition, leaving both those issues for you today.
Well, first of all, can we say a big mazal tov and bahatzlacha and wish every success to our new president-elect, Isaac Bougie Herzog, who was elected today with 87 out of 120 votes in the Knesset. And Isaac Herzog has quite a pedigree, and he's got some major shoes to fill. You know, we had Shimon Peres, and many people wondered if Reuven Ruvi Rivlin would fill the massive shoes of Shimon Peres, but he has becoming probably one of the most beloved personalities in Israel. And now Isaac Herzog, who is a second generation president. His father, Dr. Chaim Herzog, was Israel's sixth president. You know, he comes with impeccable credentials and impeccable line. He was the chairman of the Labour Party. He then went on to be the chairman of the Jewish Agency for Israel, the Sochnut. I think many of you are familiar with him through his work there. He replaced Natan Sharansky, another massive icon for the Jewish world. And he's also, which I didn't know until earlier today, the nephew of Abba Eben. Abba Eben was our first foreign minister and somebody very, very special to South Africans because he came from Southern Africa, and he was one of the most prolific ambassadors to the United Nations. So Isaac Herzog, our president-elect, who will take or come into his role on the 9th of July when Ruvi Rivlin steps down, has an impeccable heritage, impeccable credentials. And as he said in his speech in the Knesset today, he wants to work to build bridges and he wants to work to safeguard Israel's diverse democracy. Now, we have to understand that the role of president is apolitical. It's apolitical in that it doesn't get involved with the partisan politics. But it very much represents us in the global or on the global political stage, you know, some of the issues fighting anti-Semitism and other major issues. But, yeah, Mazal Tov, Isaac Herzog. And we also have to say a huge kol hakavod to Miriam Peretz, who's also a much beloved figure here in Israel, his opponent. She's very, very well known for having lost her two sons in battle and just the incredible way she has conducted herself, gone through life, and as is her nature, to be very, very, very gracious, saying to President-elect Herzog that his win is her win and he is a very, very noble man. And of course, Ruvi Rivlin, and we would expect nothing less, saying that he is proud to pass on the baton to Herzog. But I just want to know, will we have story time with President Herzog? That's what I want to know.
Interesting question. What's also interesting to me, Rolene, is the extent to which he won with such a huge majority of votes. And he is a man who is identified with the left. And given that Israel is really quite polarized at the moment, I find it really interesting that he won by such a massive majority.
Well, I think there are a lot of factors in play. You know, I had a lot of WhatsApps from people today saying, but I wanted Miriam Peretz, I wanted Miriam Peretz, because of course we would have loved a first female president. But I think this is the smarter choice, the better choice for Israel right now, as we have to come to heal a very, very fractured society. You know, we've got to start to rebuild the bridges of coexistence.
Sure.
With many of our communities, a lot of the divides with many of our communities, it doesn't hurt to have somebody who is seen as more left-leaning, somebody who might be seen as more conciliatory and has worked with other governments around the world in a more layman's leader capacity. I think that right now he's probably a very, very strong force for Israel moving forward.
Let's move on to the absolutely crucial issue of forming a government. It was never going to be easy getting Ayelet Shachar and Mansour Abbas to sit in the same team. Do you have a government yet?
We don't have a government yet, but we do have reports that we have progress. One of the major stumbling blocks, in fact, it's the only stumbling block right now, is that Yamina are absolutely adamant that Ayelet Shaked heads the committee that appoints judges. Now, that portfolio has already gone to Merav Mikhaeli. She is the chairperson of the Labour Party here. So the latest solution is maybe can they do a rotational deal. I mean, it's like I said to you yesterday, you know, you get a deal and you get a deal and you get a deal and you get a government. The other issue is Abbas Mansour, that he has been making some demands. We don't know what they are, but apparently Ra'am, which is his party, is starting to soften its demands. But of course, you know, we would have had a last couple of hours or last minute, you know, kind of rush to push agendas through. But the most important thing, because I don't think it will be forgivable if this goes to a situation where we don't have a government and have to go to set of elections.
I happened to watch Channel 12 News last night. I saw Yair Lapid give a speech. I thought he was superb. I don't know the man very well. I was blown away by him and the extent to which, Rolene, he's put his ego beside him. I mean, he's the kingpin here and he's standing back.
Well, let it be a lesson to any political leader. You know, he's really come into his own over the last couple of weeks. You know, as you say, putting aside his agenda, his ego, to do what is best for the country, to come up with the best solution for this country. And I know we've had a lot of people say, you know, in panic stations, oh, the government's going to go left. And, you know, it's the unenviable task of bringing together parties from across the divide. And, you know, we're waiting for three remaining signatures on the deal to go through. But if I look at the list of who is signing this coalition, we've got Yair Lapid, with Naftali Bennett, with Gideon Saar, with Benny Gantz, with Avigdor Lieberman, with Merav Mikhaeli, with Nitzan Horvitz, which from the Meretz party, with Mansour Abbas from Ra'am. We've got the entire cross-section of Israeli society in that document, in the what will hopefully be a unity government. Not a very easy deal to bring to the table. And whoever is the chairman of the coalition, you know, Bahatzlacha, you're going to need it because, as we know, we have a very, very excitable Knesset. And for those of you wondering, where is Netanyahu going to go? He's going to go over to the opposition. And, of course, we had the news yesterday that Yuli Edelstein, a former Speaker of the House, and now the health minister will challenge him for the primaryship. So it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be more than interesting. It's going to be fascinating. What's also interesting is, where's Benny Gantz?
Where is Benny Gantz? Benny Gantz is in the U.S. on a very, very quick, literally a whistle stop visit. He has gone to the United States. He's meeting with his counterpart, that is the Secretary of Defense, Austin, to procure a $1 billion deal for the replacement or the replenishment of Iron Dome missiles. At the moment, we still have the ceasefire in place. It's still holding. We don't have any word if that mega deal that the Egyptians are talking about has been agreed to yet. You know, I'm sure there are a lot of demands on both sides. But in the meantime, our defense minister, who will hopefully remain our defense minister in this new government, is in the United States and also thanking the Biden administration for their strong and unwavering support and very vocal support of Israel's right to defend herself in the recent operation.
Rolien Marks, that brings us to 5:30. We know it's been a difficult day for you, and from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, guys. We'll speak tomorrow.